Louis read the article to the end, and then tore it out of the paper. Sam Beaver ought to know about this, he thought. From the writing desk in his room, Louis took a pen and a sheet of letter paper, and this is what he wrote. Dear Sam, I'm spending the night at the Ritz in fashionable surroundings. You were right about Boston. It is very pleasant. I was able to find work as soon as I arrived. I am associated with a swan boat at a salary of $100 a week. You may be interested in the enclosed clipping from today's paper. If all goes well, I'll soon have enough money to pay my father's debt to the music store, and then I will own the trumpet free and clear, and will hope that by blowing it passionately, I will be able to make a favorable impression on the young female I am in love with. Then everybody will be happy. My father's honor will be restored, the music shop in Billings will be repaid, and I can take a wife. I hope you are well. I miss you. A hotel room, even though it has every convenience, can be a lonely place. Your friend, Louis. Louis addressed an envelope to Sam, folded the letter, fitted the newspaper clipping in, and found a 6-cent stamp in his money bag. He sealed the envelope, pasted the stamp on, and dropped the letter in a mail chute outside the door of his room. Now I'll go to sleep, he thought.